Okay, we're in Perek Yud and Hilchos Shechita. The Rambam is going to finish off the last category of Shvura, which is literally means broken, but you'll see the specific treifas here. And then he's going to review, do a little bit of Chazara, and then I'll finish off Perek Yud. There's one particularly long halacha here that I'm not going to read the whole thing because it's a review, but we'll get to that soon. The Rambam says in halacha Aleph, Shvura Ketzatz. What does it mean when an animal has broken whatever? So it means most of the ribs are broken. So we'll just use a cow as an example. It has 11 ribs on each side. Okay. Nishtabu shesh mikan shesh mikan. Let's say six from each side break, which are the majority. Oh, achas shesh mikan, achas mikan. Or let's say 11 from one side and one from the other side. Trefer. As long as it's the area that the ribs that break are close to the back, the spinal cord area, and not the part of them that face the, in the case of the cow, the chest area, the bottom part. Halacha beis. Okay, nishbru sheish mikan v'sheish mikan. Now let's say six break on each side. Imayud salos gedolos sheish behen moach treva. Okay, so if they're large ribs that have, moach here means like the marrow that's inside it, then it's treifa. Vim lav. If not, af bi shehein ro, even though we do have the majority here, v'af bi shenishbru kapi ashitra, and even if they're broken next to the back, butaris. V'chenim narku rov salseh a treifa. So too, if most of the ribs are not there or pulled out, it's also treif. Vim narku afilu tzela achas v'chatzi chulio se'ima. Even if you remove one rib with half of the vertebrae, shatzela tkuaba, where the, rib is attached to it, arezu treifa. If we took out one vertebrae, the vertebrae that are located below the right and left flanks of the cow, where that area wouldn't have ribs, nonetheless, harezu trepa, that would be considered a trepa. Let's say the thigh of the cow, let's say, falls from where it belongs. The yatsa min a kafshalo, and now it is sticking out from its socket area. In this achlu nivav, let's say a vehein hayisedo shib etzam a kafshiotitz ala etzam hazachar. Okay, let's say the gidin of that area, which basically are like the certain type of projections of bone around that socket, right? The oxo zosa, raise your trefa. Unfortunately, I don't have a picture of this. Vim lotus achlu mudaris, right? But if they haven't broken down, then the animal would still be mutter. Okay, when it comes to a chicken, if its hip literally came out of its socket, it would be treif. Nishbat knafo mi'ikaro. Let's say the wing is removed from its socket. Then we're concerned that the lung has a perforation. That's why we have to check it and then eat it. Ubehema shenishmata yadam ikara mutaris. When it comes to the front legs of an animal, okay, if those are not there, or let's say they're dislocated, it's mutter. We're not concerned about that. Now, gulgolos behema ochaya. So that's the skull area of a domesticated or wild animal. If it's missing a sella amount of it, even if the membrane underneath the skull is not punctured, trefa. And if there's like, let's say, holes all around the skull, okay, if you can mitzdarf them together to form the size of a sella, then the animal will be considered a trefa as well. So too, when you're talking about the skull, if the majority of it, whether the height or the circumference, are damaged, okay, then it will be trefa. Even if the membrane underneath the skull is intact, lo chaser mena klum. And nichbas rov gavah v'harei rov he kafa kayim. Let's say most of the height of the skull is crushed, but most of the circumference is not. Oshe nichbas rov he rov kefa v'harei rov gavah kayim, or vice versa. Harezu safek trefa. It's a safek. V'yirali shosur nesan. The Rambam's machmir in such a case. Alach hazayin ov shalmayim kagon avazim. Let's say you have birds of the water, like a goose. If there's a hole inside its skull, even though the membrane of the brain hasn't been punctured, trefa, because the membrane is very, very soft and pliable. Let's say you have a bird of the land, she kaso chulda al rosho. Let's say a chulda, which is like a weasel, hits it on the head. Osher nagav evan ob eitz. Let's say it's hit by a stone or a piece of wood. Miniach yodo b'tzad nekef. Okay, you place your hand next to the nekef that you see. Ben noetz, and then you what do you call a push on it. O machnis yodo so piv b'dochli gamala. Or you put the hand into you put your hand into its mouth and push up. Im yotza hamloch min nekef. That's the key. Because there's a hole in the head. If there is any brain matter comes out through the hole, biadua shenikev akrom, then you know there's a hole in the membrane, utrefa, v'im lab mutter. But if nothing comes out, then we know it is mutter. Lachachas. Behema she'ach zadam. Okay, let's say an animal has an increase in its blood pressure, basically, to the point where it can't breathe. O she'haisem ushenes o mitzonenes. Or let's say, what do you call it? It has these different kinds of diseases. Or she'achla sam shahore gabhema, or ate poison that'll kill it. O shasa mayim roim, or ate bad, or drank bad water. Harizu mataris. Now achla sam shahore gas adam. Let's say it drank poison that would kill a man. O shenashka nachash, or snake bit it. Kliotzibo mataris mishum trefa. That's certain basic kinds of pasha. So you can eat the animal because it's not a trefa, but you should eat it because, again, in their belief, if you ate an animal that had eaten poison to a man, you're going to therefore eat that poison, and therefore you could die. Hilacha Tes is a review of everything we discussed from the beginning of the Trefas till now. So I'm not going to read all of them because there's 70. Feel free to review them on your own. But he says in Hilacha Tes, Nimtzu kol Trefas amenios kishi yifratu be'efshar yimatzu meim l'chaya shivim. So there are 70 total things, right, that if we find in the animal, to find the animal as a Trefa. Ve'ilohen ala seder shenizbara b'chi brzeh. So again, the Rambam, again, this is the same for Hilacha. We're always supposed to walk around and know. So this lesson from Drusa all the way to what we just finished off with, which is Nechbas Robo Guglos Vinsrosates, that has to do with the skull being crushed. All these are we've covered already in the previous halachas. So I don't think there's any necessity of what it called reading. Now the Rambam says Lachiyud. Elo Shivim Chulyam Shoshim Subhema Sachai Mishun Trefa. So these 70 conditions, okay, that make a behemoth and chaya usar, Kavarnis Bar Kol Echav Mishpata. We've explained all of them. The call she efshem henshin yimse be'ov be'ivarna mitzuyin le'ov u'behema dino behema u'be'ov echadu. So in general, okay, anything I'd find in a chicken, right, and I can just use the trefas that apply to a regular animal and apply to a chicken as well. Chutz mitrefos shibakulya u'shibakol u'shibakona sereya. Except for the trefas that exist by the kidneys or by the spleen or by the lobes of the lung. V'mei she'ov ein lo chisuch onos kebehema. Because a chicken, for example, doesn't have the breakdown of lobes like a regular animal does. Im yibtza ein lo minayin yadua, ein lo min yadua. And if you did find them, there were no fixed count. Utzchula of agul, the spleen of the chicken is round. Kamo eno, eno kitzchul behema. It doesn't look like the spleen of an animal, of a cow. Utrefa shibakulya ushibatchul, and the trefas you find in the kidney and the spleen lo mano osama behema kadeshia kenegdam of. They didn't include them that they should be considered just like what applies by, let's say, a cow should apply by chicken as well. That's why when it comes to things like a shriveling up of the kidneys in a cow, whatever exists over there would not apply to a chicken. However, there are two specific trefas that a chicken has more so than a behemoth. I mean, there's two extra. Even though the cow has those organs as well. We've seen. And let's say the digestive part of the chicken changes color due to being exposed to fire. As well, a goose that poked a hole into its brain. Okay, both of those, or the skull, both of those areas are different than when it comes to cows. You can't add to these trefos, meaning if we discovered other things that could cause the animal to die, we don't include them. Because any other incident that might emerge, any other what you might think is a trefa, which halacha doesn't recognize, those are things that weren't included, right? Why? Because it's possible they could live. That's a critical line. Even if we know medically, okay, that it won't live. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It's not considered one of the trefas. Okay. Halachat Gimel. V'chein elu shemonu v'ramu shehein trefa. And when it comes to the ones that they have listed as a trefa, af bi sheyira b'darcha refuah shebiadenu, shemiksasa ena mamisen, That's Shoshetech Yemen. Again, very important point. There's a lot of trefas that the Rambam lists where animals, the doctors will come along or veterinarians and say, the animal will not die from this and it could live. We can only work with what the Chachamim counted. So even though there could be things that don't fit into trefas or trefas that aren't really trefas, well, I should say that, trefas where the animal does live, it doesn't matter. Once halacha was set up, these are the list of trefas. Halacha Yadal, finishing up the parak, kol tavach shu yodea trefas elu, any butcher who knows all these 70 trefas, reyu b'cheses kashrus, and he can be trusted, mutol lishcho to lidok l'atzma l'imkor v'imzeh chashash. He can go ahead and check it and check it and sell it. She'edecha nema misurin. So as a general principle, one witness is not believed for, is believed for prohibitions. Bein she'esh lo hana b'edusa, bein ein lo hana b'edusa, redrogah, he benefits from his testimony. But the Rambam says, we don't trust a shochet today, whether they're in Israel or whether they're in Chutz La'aretz. Only if he's an expert. And let's say he does wriggle some animal that was strafe. So we put him into a type of cherem. We fire him. He doesn't return back to his stature of being a shochet. Until he goes to a place where they recognize him, the yachser veda b'dar v'chashuv, and he returns something like a shavas veda, or yotzi treifel atzav b'dar v'chashuv, or he does a lot of shkitas. He acknowledges one of them to treifel, which it actually is, knowing full well that he'll lose money. Okay, that's parak yud. Let's do parak yud aleph. The Rambam starts off. Okay, now we get into issues of suffik. He says in lacha aleph kol behema ov shenol behen suffik treifos elu, any animal that has a suffik trefa, could go behemish enough of lohalcha. Let's say an animal falls down and can't walk, or let's say it got attacked by an animal. We don't know if the intestines of the digestive tract turn colors or not, turn red, or the skull's fracture. We don't know how much of it is. If it's male, and it lives for 12 months, then we don't assume it's a trefa. If it's a female, wait until it's able to give birth or it gives birth. When it comes to chickens who wait, male chickens who wait 12 months, for female, basically wait until it lays all its egg from its first round, okay, and then wait around for the second round of eggs. The also limkor suffix trefa is lunakri. If you have a suffik trefa, meaning within that 12-month period of time, you can't sell it, for example, to a non-Jew, because we're concerned that the non-Jewish butcher or the non-Jew will sell it to a Jew. Now, this is also critical. Every animal, whether it's domesticated, wild, or bird, we assume the animal's healthy. We don't have to go searching for trefas. We don't say that the animal most probably has a trefa. Therefore, if you do the shchita and shchita bedika, you don't have to check the animal at all. Shem yesh ben achas min trefos to see if one of the trefos exists. Ela harayim becheska seter. They are always considered mutter ad sheyola lahen davar shechoshim lo until something comes up that leads us to be suspicious. Va'achakach bod could also davar bavad, and you don't have to check for the other trefos inside the animal potentially. Rather, you just check the suspicious area that came up, and that's sufficient. So here's an example. So let's say the wing of the bird is out of its socket area. We check the lungs to see if there's a perforation. That's it. If an animal falls down, you check to see if any of its organs were crushed. Let's say the skull's crushed. All you got to do is check the brain, the membrane of the brain. Let's say, for example, a spear was thrown at it, and it enters into the inner cavity. We're concerned. You've got to check the entire inner cavity. Because maybe one of the organs has a hole in it. So again, depending on what the specific injury is in these cases, that's what you determine. That's the location of the bedika. Okay, now we're going to switch into sirchos, which is the most important area of lungs, okay, and what the glot people look for. So when you have a, what are they called, a lungs that have infections on them, okay, Ocean nimsu sirchos, okay, or you find these lesions, okay, these lesions, kamo, what do you call it, or like adhesions, strands, kamo chutin tsuim imena, that are like hanging from them, or dofet, or the lab, or the shakabet, okay, or you found it in the rib cage, or the heart, in other words, meaning from the lungs to one of those organs, right, or to the liver, choshen la shemenikva, shechabadika. So that's a sign that there might be a perforation in the lung, you have to check. If you find like an abscess that's filled with fluid, so we're concerned that maybe the bronchial had a puncture in it, shetachta, therefore it requires a bedika. So basically following the frius, if you come across a lung and you see in the lung all these strands on it, so if it's one of the ones he said above, it's hanging from the lung and it's from the lung, it's down to where the diaphragm is, etc. What do? You cut the sircha, you take out the lung, you blow it up, okay? In lukewarm water. Im nimseis nekuba trefos. If you see it as a hole, then it's straight. For imlo, this babe amayim, if there's no bubbling of the water, hari shlema, we call nekev, it's a hole. Umutaris, the sircha zu lo haisa makom nekev. And therefore, we can assume that adhesion wasn't there at the point of a perforation, o shemanikev kremelim avad, or that the upper membrane was pierced. Olam, lower inu mishaharakach, lo shemana makom shosim mokach. Nonetheless, Rambam never saw anyone who ruled in such a way or actually followed this halacha. Even though he's mentioning it, he's never seen it actually in practice. Sorry, I skipped the halacha there. So even though these are the things that seem to appear based on what the Chacham wrote in the Gemara, this is the minhag. So even though the Gemara says one thing, the minhag has become as follows. When you shech the animal, koronis of tarpa shokavid. So what do? Go ahead and you tear open the diaphragm area. Ubogadus or Emakoman, you always check the lungs. Even though the Gemara says you're not chayiv to, that's what we do. Imlo nimsa tfuya besircha, osha nimsa sircha, right? So if you don't, if there's no sircha there, or you find a sircha, bain ozen, the ozner rea, between, let's say, the various lobes, ulu basra shemakon vitsasa, bain basra shemain asalas, bain basra shemachaze, or you find it in the fleshy area where the ribs are located, osha nimsa sircha, the ozen alasader, or you find a sircha extending from one ozen to another in order, omina om the ozen, or from the bottom chunk area to the lobes. Asmuchala harayim matirinosa. These are very complex, but the point is these would be situations since you're checking that these circles would be mutter. However, in lachachas, in them sechut yotzim in om shareya leizamokam shehimsha. If you find an adhesion or a string of flesh, so to speak, coming from the lung, right, to any other place. Right, the afilaya kachuda sara osunusa. So you find this strand coming out, even if it's tiny as a hair, then it's awesome. Let's say there's a strand coming from the lung that goes to the heart or the tarpash kavet or to the diaphragm or the kissa lev or to the area that covers the heart or laverda, which is, remember, that's the rose of the lung. Doesn't matter if it came from the chunky part or from the lobes. Afilaya kachuda sara. If it's as tiny as a hair, osur to saw, it's asur. V'chein varda shenim seiz dvuka b'kisa achot. Right, let's, so too, if the rose part is attached to the pocket or to a strand, yotze v'mena l'kisa osur to saw. V'chuda yotze v'ozen ozen, if you have a strand coming from lobe to lobe, shelo ala seder, but doesn't follow the seder of the lobes, osur to saw, that would be asur. Hey, lacha yod. There's some communities, you see how this Ram is giving a little bit of an evolution here. You see, once the minhag became not to follow, so to speak, the Gemara, to be more machmer, so then you have these other customs that emerge. In some places, the minhag is that if they find a sircha that goes from one, let's say, lobe to, let's say, the ribs, and the sircha is stuck between them, they're usher, b'abba mori, mina osrin, my father. As in this case, vanim in a materium, but the Rama matured it. Umiot mekavos, a few places, materium afilu nidvaka be'etzem levada, vani oser. Some places say that it's permitted when the sircha is attached to bone, and the Rama holds its aser. So you see, there's a lot of discrepancy. Halachi et alef. Meish mekavos shen dovchen arei Hashem meish manekev. There's some places that they always take out the lung and blow it up in water. See, there's a nekev. Rova Makoma say no fin, most do not. Shrey lo noah dabar shagorm l'chashash, because there's no reason to, there's no concern. Uma'olam lo nifchenu reya b'sfarad, uvimarav. So the Rambam claims that we never went ahead in both Spain and in the West ever to do this. Ela'im noah lo dabar shoshim lo. We'd only use the lung blow-up technique if there was a reason to use it. None of these are halacha. They're minag. No one ever checks a chicken unless there actually was a chashash. Meaning, whereas by cows, let's say, we always take the lung to check them, not by chickens. Let's say you shechted an animal and you cut open its stomach. But before you have a chance to check the lung, let's say a dog or a non-Jew came along, but not also we had to grab out the lung. The animal's mutter. We don't assume there was a problem with the lung. There's no reason to assume it's aser. It's always an animal's always considered mutter unless we know for sure it something caused it to potentially be treif. Just like I don't have to go around checking the membrane of the brain, for example, I don't have to be concerned if the lung was taken. Right? And you can't say there's no minhag regarding this because we only have see minhagim emerge when situations are common. Now, let's say a non-Jew or Jew come along and take out the lung before you can inspect it. Right, but it's what it called, and the lung is still there. Then you would check it. Even if we don't know if there's growth on it, they pishin a minhag because this is the custom. So even though there's no necessity because of the minhag, we still do it. And finally, one daf here. There's some places where when you see sirchos hanging off from the lung, they're not attached to something else. Lo do from the lamakam acher osanosa. The Dar is a hefsagadol. The Rambam is like this. This is a big lawsuit. Even mumble they straw and Jews lose out as a result of it. The Rambam wants to avoid trafing up animals. This wasn't in Spain or France. Lunishma zevamara. We never heard of this out west. They wrote the nog minog said we should not follow such a minog. Ella nofkin osobulvan. All we should ever do is blow it up. And then to shlema min a neck every zimutaras. As long as there's no evidence of a perforation when you blow it up, then what you can assume that is the that is fine. Okay, that finishes Parakut Aleph, and that finishes the Trefa section. Tomorrow, we're going to pick up what's called Oso V'es Minot.